I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wear Your Dreams, episode 4.
And it is kind of testament to, if you actually dream it or believe that it will happen, you know, it will come true.
Hey dreamers, you are listening to Wear Your Dreams, an amazingly inspiring podcast where we speak to the coolest girl millionaires, girl bosses and fashion entrepreneurs. If you have ever dreamed of creating your own business, then this podcast will give you all the tips, advice and inspiration to make it happen. Lego. Hey everyone, welcome to Wear Your Dreams. I'm Alice Louiton, founder of Bemi, and today I have a very special guest. I'm talking to Dubai's fashion queen, aka Kelly Lindberg. Now, Kelly has an awesome business founded in Dubai called Style Me Divine, which is a personal styling and fashion agency and is the go-to company for bespoke styling, wardrobe advice, and personal shopping. Kelly is also the author of the best-selling book Success in the City, and her latest book How to Be a Personal Stylist will teach you how to launch and grow your styling business. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for asking me to be part of it, Alice.
Awesome. Now, I'm so glad you're joining us today, and I've said a very short intro about you. So could you tell us a bit more about you as Kelly Lindberg and explain a bit more about your business?
Absolutely. Well, I have to say, first off, I love your hashtag, Wear Your Dreams. So I'll certainly be using that. It's really cool. So well done.
Thank you.
For those that maybe haven't picked up yet, I'm originally from Scotland, Edinburgh, and I moved to the Middle East now. It would be coming up for 12 years. I initially came... I mean, I'm from Scotland. There's not much way in terms of sunshine there. So it was a case of, you know, looking for somewhere else where it was a bit warmer and there was good energy. And I came across a job with Emirates Airline and based in Dubai. So that was what initially brought me to the Middle East. And I sort of left behind a bit of a career in retail. I had done a bit of traveling. I'd lived overseas in the Canary Islands. I worked as a holiday rep. So that was kind of the build up. And I moved here when I was 22 years old.
Wow.
So I had a nice couple of years flying around, visiting, you know, so many different cities and resorts. And yeah, I mean, I'd say it's a great career for anyone in their early 20s who wants to travel, but like me is maybe not the backpacking sort, you know, maybe just can't live out of a backpack. I need a few more clothes to choose from.
Me too.
And I think probably those that are listening might be the same as well. We love our shoes and everything. So this was the perfect way, and it kind of started a passion, and I would shop everywhere, and it was really while I was flying that I kind of had the inspiration to launch my own business. And it was while I was chatting away to passengers in the sort of first and business class, and I would tell them when they came into Dubai where they should go shopping, and that was really the start of it. I would shop for my friends whenever I traveled, and you know, it was great. And I remember thinking, oh, it'd be amazing if I could get paid to do this. And I thought, well, why not? And sort of 10 years ago, it was, you know, certainly in the States, it was still very much a celebrity focused service, but it was just becoming a little bit more reachable with stores like John Lewis or Debenhams launching it in the UK. And it hadn't reached really here in the Middle East. So it was kind of, okay, let's start something new. And Dubai's got great energy, there's a lot of entrepreneurship that goes on here. And it's an inspiring city, and it really does kind of have that can-do attitude. So I think if there's anywhere you're going to launch a business, here is a great place to start.
Awesome. Now, I'm actually really interested to find out, once you realize that, okay, you know what, I want to do this, I want to start to be a personal shopper, a stylist, what were the kind of next steps that you took to make it happen?
Well, sort of one of the challenges certainly I faced here was, in order to, in order to really take the steps and become a proper business, so to speak, I had to leave Emirates. And it was difficult because I had to have a trade license. Well, first of all, I had to have a license and I had to have a visa to live here. So you can't live here unless you have a visa. And how you get a visa is either you're employed by someone or you set up your own business. So I really had to make the decision, whereas I probably would have preferred to have spent a little bit longer flying and set up the business kind of on the side, but I didn't have that luxury. I was on my own, living here. So I had to take the plunge of leave Emirates and basically set up my own trade license, because I really wanted to get my business in the magazines. And here they do ask you to, do you have a trade license? You know, are you operating legally? Because magazines shouldn't really put you in the cover you in the press if you're not a legitimate company that is based here. So although we don't pay tax here, we do have other costs that we sort of incur. So that was the big sort of next step. And I do believe that that was crucial, because what that did actually make me do is go, okay, I've actually got a business here. I really need to make this profitable to be able to afford to be able to stay here. Whereas I think if I look back now and I think, if I'd just been doing it a little bit, I may not have given it 150%, which I needed to do. So that was really the first major step. And I think that helps psychologically as well. You know, you're telling your brain, right, I have a business, I need to earn money, this is what I need to do. Yeah. Whereas the golden handcuffs of employment can take a little bit longer to spur you on.
I see. And in terms of, so once you'd got all the kind of legal stuff out the way, how are you kind of going to acquire your customers? How are you meeting people? Was it kind of networking, or did you already have a client book? What was that kind of process like?
Again, it was really much I sort of started from scratch, and I didn't really have any friends that had started a business. As much as I knew the city was very entrepreneurial, my network was very much kind of cabin crew related. So I really had to step out of my comfort zone. So what I did do, actually, one of my friends was also a cabin crew, and she said to me, you know, and she'd come from a background of events and PR, and she says, you need to write a press release. And I was like, what's a press release? And she's like, you need to get it into magazines. Hence sort of being much more aware that I needed to get a trade license. She said, yeah, you need to write this. This is what you need to include. I'll help you write it. Let's just get some ideas about what it is you're offering, why it's so unique, why the magazine should kind of cover you. And that was really like one of the best things that I did when I started. So I sent out, you know, I contacted loads of the publishing houses here that do all the magazines, and, you know, just called them up and I said, could I get editor so-and-so details to send her a press release, and also the features editor, because I've learned that editors are often quite busy, but the features editor might be interested in doing a piece. Send it to two or three people. And that's what I did. And within the first month, three or four magazines actually picked up on the story. So Emirates Woman were the first, and they did sort of a two-piece, a day in the life of a personal stylist. And then another magazine, Ahlan, they featured me as one of their ones to watch in their annual Ahlan Hot 100 Awards. And that sort of really started to develop kind of my network in terms of who to meet, radio shows, And off the back of that, newspaper asked me to do a Steal the Look feature. In return, they would, you know, pay me covering my travel costs, but I would get featured in the magazines. And that was kind of really the start of it. And then people started gradually calling. And this type of business, I've learned that traditional advertising, so yeah, going in and placing an ad such as book a personal shopper today or book a stylist today, doesn't work as well as word of mouth. So it was really crucial to be in the magazines offering maybe a competition. So five people could experience your service and they could talk about it. Or someone would actually write, oh, this is what I did. So a day in the life of, or this is what it was like having a personal experience. It was very much kind of, I had to educate people hear what the experience was like because it wasn't around. So that would say, you know, and this was days before social media, and I wasn't really au fait with SEO optimization, yeah, and what have you. So it was very much word of mouth, do a ton of competitions and stuff for free, and writing a press release.
Wow, I see. Well, thanks so much for sharing that, Kelly.
No.
Now, I know from experience that when sort of pursuing a dream, a new business venture, or even just taking on a new opportunity, fear can stop a lot of women from stepping outside of the box and pursuing that dream. So I'm really interested to hear a story from you as an entrepreneur, as a businesswoman, as a personal stylist. And tell us how you overcame that fear as well as the success that came after.
Well, I mean, I have to say, fear is maybe sort of a word I wouldn't personally use. But I think there's certainly times when I felt, what if, this doesn't happen?
Yeah.
So I think certainly from that perspective, that happens loads. I'm never scared, but I'm certainly nervous, I suppose, yeah. to some respect. And I would say it would go as early as when I first started the business. And it was like, you know, what if it doesn't work? You know, I'm leaving a secure job. I'm leaving a job that's, my accommodation's paid for. I travel the world for like £100. I have amazing holidays, you know.
Yeah.
What if I've taken this loan to start a business and it doesn't work? But I always, my thoughts with that were always like, what's the worst that can happen? What's the worst that can happen? What's the worst that can happen? And I think once you identify what's the worst that can happen, you go, it's not really that bad. Mm-hmm. Then it doesn't feel that bad. So mine was, what's the worst that can happen if my business doesn't work and I'm left with this loan that I'm using to start the business? I go back to flying. You know, I could go back to the job that I already had. It wasn't that I didn't like it. So I could still go back to the job and pay the loan back. Or I would get another job because I was sure I would maybe meet someone in the fashion or retail industry that would get a job and I would learn something from it. And, I put it to the equivalent of many of my friends, sort of when I started business, had sort of just finished their university degrees and, had racked up a fair bit of student debt as you do over the sort of 4 years. And the amount that I was borrowing was equivalent to maybe some of my friends had actually borrowed or taken on as student debt.
Yeah.
So I kind of thought, well, this experience is for sure going to teach me stuff. So I would just take it as a educational experience with regards to the loan, and I would learn, and what's the worst that can happen? I would get a job, I'd pay it back, and I would learn things. And even, even now I still kind of get, oh, what if someone doesn't book on my course, or what if my book doesn't sell? So if people don't book on my course, of course I'd love to have, five stylists on a personal 4-day course. But if it doesn't happen, then I'll change the date, book another one, offer something else. So I think you go, what's the worst that can happen? Once you've identified what that is, then it's all just like, well, do you know what? That's manageable. So it's okay.
Exactly. Just go for it. Thanks so much for that. I really, really like that, especially how you compared, you getting a loan to kind of university students, what the hell, let's just do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks so much for that, Kelly. And also now I really want to hear a time within your kind of fashion journey, your fashion business, when you literally felt like, oh my gosh, this is a dream come true. I am literally living my dream. You know, I know sort of within the fashion industry, there's a lot of kind of traveling, there's a lot of exciting moments. So I really want to hear that from you, Kelly.
Oh, well, I had a couple, but I think for those that are listening, I think a real kind of moment, one of my sort of one of the things that I was a bit sort of reluctant was when I did start my business that I wasn't going to travel as much. And I love traveling. And of course, when you start a business, your focus is very much, you know, building up a revenue within the business and not spending money traveling. And I really wanted to combine the both. So I wanted to, you know, shop in London. I wanted to shop in New York. I wanted to do all of that. A number of years ago, one of my clients was looking for a wedding dress for our wedding. And I said to her, well, I think if you really want to, and she had a good budget. And I said, listen, if you really want to get the best dress, I think we should go to New York. And she said, OK, let's do it. So her and I flew to New York for 4 days to go wedding dress shopping at Christmas time. So it was just kind of like, I always wanted to go to New York. I'd been to New York, but I'd always wanted to go to New York at Christmas, and to fly there, you know, with my client, you know, visit all these luxury boutiques. We did shopping for the honeymoon, and then 4 months later I flew to the Maldives where she had her wedding. It was just kind of like, wow, okay, cool, I'm now ticking the boxes of all the things that I really wanted to do. And it is kind of testament to, if you actually dream it or believe that it will happen, you know, it will come true. So yeah, that was kind of my girly high. I think the only disappointment was that I expected it to snow. And as much as it was cold, it wasn't like, you know, I'd kind of thought the, you know, the Christmas trees were up and it looked beautiful, but I wanted it, you know, it's that whole movie stuff. Yeah, that's exactly what I had. And so that was the only thing, but apart from that, it was amazing. And we shopped up a storm and the sails were on. It was just fabulous.
Oh my god, I love that. Make you so tell us something really exciting that's having you feel awesome and energized today, in relation to you as an individual or your business.
I mean, there's a lot of things. I mean, we're coming up for, we're 10 years this year, Style Me Divine is. So I think probably the biggest thing that's happening this year is we're now opening our doors to stylists who have trained under the 7-step styling formula, which is my own style academy. The opportunity to join the Style Me Divine team and become a stylist with my support. So the idea behind that is that we'll have one stylist per city. If it's a big city, it'll be within a sort of 50-mile radius under the Style Me Divine banner. So for those that are thinking about, you know, or want to launch their own style business, but not everyone has the sort of the entrepreneurial side. They may be super, super creative, but they don't necessarily have the ideas about designing their website and getting their business cards printed and doing all the search engine optimization and what if I make a mistake here and how can I get clients straight away and all that sort of thing. We're helping with that by kind of growing the business internationally by getting like-minded people on board. So the 1st of February, we'll launch the Style Me Divine Associate Program. And that's what I'm really excited about. Because as much as I'm still styling clients here just now, when I do a lot of public speaking, corporate presentations, keynotes about entrepreneurship, as well as trend workshops, my sort of purpose, I feel, is to make people feel fantastic. And doing that through wearing clothes that don't necessarily cost a fortune, but just make them feel good. Because I really believe when you feel good, good things happen. You're in a good headspace. But I can't do that myself and reach a huge audience because there's only one of me. So the idea is I have to train others to be able to do that. So it gets that sort of message out that, you know what, you can feel fantastic, doesn't cost a fortune. And kind of goes into sort of my next thing, which is my quote of life is too short to look just fine. Every day you should look divine, and everyone deserves the opportunity to feel fantastic. And I think it's also making the services of a personal stylist much more accessible. You know, for such a long time, it was a luxury service, but there's no need necessarily for it to be a luxury service. I want it to be something and thought of that, you know, some people go and get their hair done every 6 weeks, some people go every 6 months. And I think I would like it to be like that. Mm. You wouldn't cut your own hair. I wouldn't cut and color my own hair because I would make a real hash of it. So if you wouldn't cut your own hair and you don't really know very much about style, I kind of put them in the same boxes. It's why would you not hire a stylist to help you feel fantastic? And the bottom line is we save money. You know, we get clients to buy things that they actually wear and yeah. they get complimented it rather than wearing average clothing. No one wants to wear average clothing.
Thanks so much for that. I particularly love when you said, you know, when you feel good, good things happen. And I know you're sort of absolutely doing that with Style Me Divine. So thank you so much for sharing that, Kelly. And now I'm really excited about the next segment of Wear Your Dreams, as we are now going into what I call the triple love round. And I'm going to be asking Kelly three questions about things she loves and why. How does that sound, Kelly?
Fantastic.
Okay, exciting. So the first triple love question, an outfit that you love.
Oh, there's too many. Too many. But I really did think about this and I thought, well, if I was to pick one that had reasons and something that I still wear is my Jean-Paul Gaultier vintage little black dress. Now, this dress is something that I got for the launch of when I launched Style Me Divine. And I actually took it out again 6 months ago to wear to a polo event. And I can tag in a picture. So you can see it's actually on my Instagram account. So I'll tag you in so you see it. But do you know what? It's timeless. It works if it's, you know, a black tie. It works if it's a networking event. It's just perfect. So that is why I picked that as my my favorite outfit.
Awesome. Now, a place you love.
Oh, again, you know, I haven't been fortunate to travel so much. And I mentioned New York and I love shopping in London. I have to say there wasn't one because there's so many from different reasons. You know, I was recently in Shanghai shopping there for clients, which was really exciting and a really interesting side to it, where you've got the high-end expensive luxury, and it is expensive there, the luxury side of it, to getting things made in the random fabric souks that you find was fascinating.
Yeah,
but you know, being in, and that's what one of the things that I love about the Middle East is that we're based so centrally. So, you know, we can, you know, the Maldives, I'm really fortunate to have visited the Maldives a few times, you know, with work and certainly with pleasure as well. And it's only 4 hours away. Thailand's only 6 hours away. And I visit orphanage there with another trip planned for the middle part of this year. So I couldn't pick just one. I picked one outfit. Can I get let off with a place that you love?
I'll let you off. I'll let you off, Kelly. And now an inspirational woman you love.
Oh, is it too cliche to say my mum?
I had a good idea that you'd probably say that.
why did you think that?
Because every woman says, oh, my mum, my mother.
I think there's also that point is that, you know, there's such an integral part. And my relationship with my mum as I've got older, and certainly as I've had the business, has sort of really grown and I've really learned things. She's helped me a lot from the writing perspective and how to pitch and, you know, just really polish up, you know, some of the things that I wasn't very good at and only just, you know, hold my hands up. We're not great at everything and we all need to have people with different strengths. And, you know, my mom is like my best friend as well. So if you can kind of combine all of that, I guess that's, you know, she's done incredibly well in her career. So if I have that ounce of success, then that's who I would pick. So sorry, cliched.
No, I love it.
I'll tag in another picture, Alice, of my mum for you as well.
Oh, yes, please. I'd love that. And also, Kelly, could you recommend a book, a magazine or a blog that has inspired you or motivated you during your fashion journey?
Well, I would say, because they both are different. you know, from a fashion journey, I would say one side is very much business, because you do need to be inspired from the business aspect to keep coming up with new ideas. And Entrepreneur on Fire, which is a podcast, has really kept me motivated, thinking about new ideas, softwares that I can use. That was where I found out how to use FreshBooks, which is an accountancy software. So, you know, little things like that have really helped from the business aspect. From a fashion aspect, I love Wendy's lookbook. I think she's got great style. I love Who What Wear for their sort of, you know, quick tip street style. So yeah, those are probably a couple that I can think off the top of my head.
Awesome. Thanks so much for that. And guys, you'll be able to find all the show notes and all the information about Kelly on our website at bemi.co.uk. That's GBEMI.co.uk. And last but not least, Kelly, can you share with us one piece of advice that will inspire the Wear Your Dreams listeners to pursue their dreams and live the life that they dream of?
I would just go back to the sort of the quote that I mentioned earlier, which what we have inscribed on our charity Giving Back in Style bangles: life is too short to look just fine. Every day you should look divine. Because I really believe that if you start the day in a great way, you feel fantastic. It's kind of like that Marilyn Monroe quote, you know, give a girl a great pair of shoes and she can conquer the world. And I think yeah, in days when you feel great, good things happen. So you can really conquer the world in that case.
Awesome. And Kelly, do let us know how we can get in touch with you and find out a lot more about Style Me Divine and your other projects.
So stylemedivine.com is where you will find details about our personal shopping and styling services and how you can join the team if you're looking to become a stylist yourself. And then if you want to know more about me personally, the books that I have on offer, the Style Academy, any keynotes, presentations, that's under kellylundberg.co.
Awesome. And guys, remember, you'll be able to find all the show links, all the show notes on our website. So thank you so much for being on the show today, Kelly. I've certainly been inspired and enjoyed that, and I know our listeners have too.
My pleasure, and congratulations. I love your collection. It's right up my street, all the colors and the two pieces and the skirts and the little mid tops. Love it.
Thank you so much, Kelly. Awesome. And see you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Dreamers, thank you for being with us today on Wear Your Dreams. You can find all the show notes as well as Cool Girl content on bemigirl.com. That's GBEMIgirl.com. We would love to hear from you, so drop us a comment and let us know your thoughts, and we will see you next time. And remember, girlies, anything is possible, so wear your dreams.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.